know, being a slave has its ups and downs. But a slave's misery is mostly determined by what kind of master he has.
Ow!
In my case, it was the worst kind of master. The sister kind.
No, 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 Dougie. Not until you finish rowing and swab my room and weigh the anchor and bunged up the baggy wrinkle.
That's me. Hey. It all started when I did something really, really stupid. Hit me, hit me, I'm open. Oops. Whoa, 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 whoa. Uh-oh. But what made this situation even worse was that... Huh? My sister Judy saw the whole thing.
Well, 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 little brother. I suppose you know Mom will disown you.
You're not gonna tell Mom, are you?
Tell Mom? My Dougie,
huh?
I'm surprised at you. To think that I'd keep something like this from our loving mother.
Please, Judy, you can't tell on me. If Mom finds out, she'll kill me. Please, Judy, if you don't tell on me, I'll do anything. Anything.
Anything? Here. And here. And here. And if you could just initial here. There we are.
Now, what did I just sign?
Oh, just a formality, little brother. This is merely a contract outlining the restrictions imposed upon the agreement that for 1 week, starting Saturday at 4 o'clock, you, Duck Funny, shall be my personal slave.
And you won't tell Mom what happened?
Why, Doug, with this contract, I can't. Not as long as you do everything I say.
At first, being Judy's personal slave wasn't so bad. Coming right up. I did her chores, cleaned her room, you know, the basics. But as time went on, the things she had me do got weirder and weirder.
Yoo-hoo. Doug, you can draw. I need you to alter all these t-shirts.
Alter?
Yes, Derek Derrickson has grown a beard. Then I need you to reorganize my bookshelf according to the number of words a book has, including author, page, and index. And remember, a fat book can be deceiving. Beware the large print. Then you can color coordinate my berets. Oh, and my record collection needs to be re-grooved.
What the? Hey, you!
I don't think you'll be needing this anymore.
Curses!
Don't you think you're taking this slave stuff a little too far, Judy?
I don't know. Maybe we should let Mom and Dad decide then.
First, we'll tell them how you smashed the...
Okay, okay, you win.
Is there anything else you want to discuss?
No, Judy. No, Judy, queen of the universe.
That's better. Ciao.
Pork? Is Doug around? Huh? Doug. What the? What's up, man? A nice outfit.
Real funny, Skeet. Well, this is Judy's new dress. I'm bohemianizing it.
Bohemianizing it?
Well, you know, wrinkling them, wearing them in.
That sure is nice of you.
Nice nothing. I have to do it. Judy has some dirt on me, and I have to be her personal slave for a whole week.
Drag, man. My little brother has one on me, too. Good thing you can't talk yet.
Well, but the good thing is, one more day and my sentence is through. She even made me sign a dumb old contract.
Oh, there you are. I was just looking for you.
What's this?
A notice. Oh, while you have your little friend here, maybe he can give you a hand moving my brick collection up to the attic.
Huh? This is to notify one Doug Funny that he is in breach of contract with one Judy Funny. In accordance with clause 243 of the aforementioned contract...
Clause 243. No whistling while working in the proximity of one Judy Funny. Remember your whistling when you were reskinning my bongos?
Well, that was my nose wheezing. I had a cold. So what does all this mean?
You have not fulfilled part of our contract.
So?
So, that means that there must be some compensation on the part of you to me.
And what would that be?
Page 8, last paragraph.
Therefore, in compensation for said breach, one, Doug Funny, shall serve an additional week of servitude to one Judy Funny. So there?
Cool! That's good, right?
Huh?
I mean, bad. Very bad. Ooh.
Slave for another week? No way, Judy. You're not suckering me in again. I did my time. Now just stick with our deal.
Oh, there's nothing I can do, Doug. It's the contract. Oh, I know. Maybe we can get Mom to arbitrate. She'll decide what's fair.
Mom!
All right, Judy. All right. Come on, Skeeter. Come on, Porkchop. Let's get out of here.
Meet Doug Funny. He's his sister's slave, and he doesn't like it. Meet Judy Funny. She's got her brother over a barrel, and there's nothing he can do about it. It's the case of the reluctant flunky today on Family Court.
Well, Douglas, looks like you're sore. Next case!
Porkchop, how did I ever get myself into this mess?
Party tonight until you clear your old costumes out of the basement.
Don't worry, Mother. It'll get done. And I'll tell you what. Huh? How about if we give the whole basement a good scrub down?
Why, Judy, that's so sweet of you.
Oh, believe me, Mother. It's really no problem.
Yeah, because I'm going to be the one to do it. This contract has me stuck serving Judy for the rest of my life, all because of this legal mumbo-jumbo. I mean, listen to this stuff, Porkchop. Point 103. Contracts shall be null and void in the event... null and void. Why don't they just say worthless? Contracts shall be worthless in the event...
Huh?
I'm out, Porkchop. It's right here. It was so simple, I should have thought of it a long time ago.
Oh, Dougie, before I forget, you need to clear out all my old costumes from the basement and give it a good scrub down. You know how Mother loves a clean basement.
Nope.
Remember our little deal. It's all there in black and white.
Point 103. Read.
Point 103. Contract shall be null and void in the event that the party's parents find out about Party One's mishap.
In other words, once they find out what I did, I'm off the hook.
But... Doug, I haven't said a word, so...
But I have. I went and told her the whole thing. I should have done that in the first place. Turns out Mom didn't give a flip about this thingamajig. She didn't even know what it was. As it is, she grounded me for a week, mostly for waiting so long to tell her about it.
But, Doug, Mother said I couldn't go out unless that basement was taken care of. Hugh Phillips is giving the biggest party of the year. Not that I care about such things, but...
I must go to that party!
Please, Doug, you've got to do this for me. If you do this, why, I'll do...
anything? So I decided to help Judy out with the basement, and she had a wonderful time at Q Phillips' party. As for being grounded for a week, well, under the circumstances, it hasn't been so bad. Judy, I'm done with this page.
Yes, Doug. Yes, your royal king high muckety muckness.
Well, then you can dust my comics, draw Pork Chop's bath, tune my banjo, rotate my bike tires, arrange my rock collection, and organize my beat trading cards, oil my softball glove, vacuum under my bed, and then...